Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 25th. The first casualty of the drought in the North Fork Valley might end up being Paonia Town Park. Yesterday, Paonia Town Administrator Ken Knight issued an email that said owners of the water rights in the North Fork of the Gunnison had issued a call on the river. That means that ditch companies have to send at least a portion of their water to the river because it is so low. One of those ditch companies is the Stewart Ditch and Reservoir Company. Water users on the Stewart Ditch saw their supply cut off when it answered the call on the river. And one of those users is the town of Paonia, which uses its shares of the Stewart Ditch to water Paonia Town Park. Watering at the Paonia Town Park has therefore stopped for the foreseeable future. Knight spoke to KVNF News about the situation.
Well, they apparently have the authority to call for waters from some of the ditch companies. And while the town has shares of Stewart Ditch, we don't operate on it. And, of course, the flow of Stewart Ditch is now, because so much of the water is being released to the river, is now quite low. Town Park is watered primarily off of Stewart Ditch water, and the water is so low when they try to run the pumps, we're frankly risking burning out the pumps because there's simply not enough water in the ditch. And watering of the park is going to be limited until the flows are returned to Stewart Ditch.
Knight said that Paonia Director of Public Works, Travis Loberg, was on hand to supervise the situation at the park. With about 50% of the flow of the ditch being sent to the river, there's just not enough water left for the pumps at the park to operate with.
Well, he's just verifying that at the splitter box that the appropriate percentages are being, I believe they can call up to 50% of Stewart Ditch, and he wants to make sure that 50% of Stewart Ditch is still flowing to the other partners while 50% is flowing to the river. And he was just going to verify that to make sure. Apparently, and again, I haven't verified this, is that the water and sewer ditch were so low that it was the appropriate, it appears to be the appropriate flow in for the other shareholders of Stewart Ditch, that 50% is just, we're not getting enough water at our pump station to be able to pump the water and water the park without putting too much stress on the pumps. And we, again, don't want to burn out the pumps. We don't want the grass in the park to burn out either, but we have to juggle that because we certainly don't want to cause equipment failure out there.
Knight said that there's no way to know for sure how long the town park will go without watering. There's only one thing at this point that can save the situation.
Pray for rain. We need water. We need rain. We had to call water from some of the ditch companies that we have superior rights to in order to continue to be able to have enough water at the plant that we can still spill the little bit we're spilling. So it's a domino process. As we call water, other people call water from that have superior rights to us, and it goes on and on. And I think a lot of ditch companies are going to be closing down early this year, basically because it's such a dry year.
KVNF News spoke with Carl Burns, president of the board of the Stewart Ditch and Reservoir Company. Burns said that there has only been one other time in history when the Stewart Ditch was this low so early in the summer.
In 1977, it was this way. And actually, I was told that in 77, they shut off the Stewart on the 22nd of July.
And so are we talking about that? Is the Stewart Ditch going to be shut off?
It depends on if it'll start raining that we could gain our water back. But nobody knows that per se this is how it's going to play out. It's a wait and see day by day thing. If it goes to raining, you know, we could get our water right, get it back. But it just depends on what Mother Nature does, so.
How many users are there on the water system on the Stewart Ditch?
252, more or less.
And so have you heard from any of the stakeholders of the people who are on the system right now? Are they concerned?
Well, this is all the water we got. That's, it's just, there's nothing else we can do. out of everybody's hands. I mean, it's just everybody needs to do the rain dance or whatever they can do to make it rain. That would be the best thing for everybody. I mean, like I say, there's really nothing as water users we can do. Every day is a gift now. I mean, really, until it would start raining. So,
Mesa County School District 51 sponsored its first active shooter training yesterday. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, a group of administrators, human resource employees, security officers, and local law enforcement all went through violent intruder training. A national group called ALICE, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate, conducted the training for the District 51 employees. The training gives people options for how to respond to active shooter and violent intruder situations in schools. The 17 people who participated in yesterday's training will now become certified ALICE instructors, capable of training other people in their organizations. The school district paid $595 per person to host the instructor training. Firefighters across the region are busy battling two lightning-caused wildfires outside of Meeker and a 100-acre fire that broke out yesterday in the Gunnison Gorge, about 15 miles northeast of Montrose. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Sulphur Creek Fire, 5 miles north of Meeker, had burned about 677 acres as of yesterday and was 5% contained. About 75 firefighters were on the scene. Meanwhile, some 139 firefighters battled the 7,000-acre Indian Valley Fire, 16 miles northwest of Meeker. It was about 10% contained as of yesterday. The lightning-caused Buttermilk Fire in the Gunnison Gorge area was being monitored as well. Officials are prevented by the Wilderness Act from sending in motorized vehicles. The Bureau of Land Management said it is developing plans to secure the fire's perimeter if it moves beyond the wilderness area. The fire is burning in steep and rugged terrain that makes it hazardous to engage. There is no immediate threat to structures. Also yesterday, there were Facebook reports of a fire burning on the extreme west end of Fruitland Mesa in the Red Canyon area. And in Basalt, the Lake Christine Fire was reported to be burning on about 11,800 acres and was 39% contained. Nearly 400 firefighters were battling the blaze. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 25th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.